Preface. I have looked at the issues of dangerous men from the various perspectives of woman, mother, therapist to victims, and therapist to dangerous men. Over time, I have gathered some thoughts from the enlightening experiences I have had with both victims and perpetrators. How to spot a dangerous man before you get involved is a natural outgrowth of the sociological concerns, the experience-based awareness, the professional knowledge, the parental fright, and the feminist perspectives I have gained from my dealings with dangerous men. I came to my knowledge about dangerous men through my profession. I have been a psychotherapist for 15 years and have treated female victims of violent crime. These women have lived through interactions and relationships with dangerous men that included assaults, stalking, rapes, emotional devastation, financial ruin, and child abductions. From their stories, I learned what women have survived at the hands of dangerous men, and, tragically, sometimes not survived, since some were murdered. And I learned what dangerous men do to trusting women. On the other hand, I have also studied and have extensive experience in the treatment of psychopathology, which is the study and treatment of those who are and will remain permanently mentally ill. I have treated both women and men in private practice, in community mental health systems, in lockdown psychiatric hospitals, in churches, and in residential treatment programs. From pathologically ill individuals, I learned how they seek out others, what they do once they have them, the context of their relationships, how their personalities are structured against change, and why they are successful at what they do. I have treated those who have abused others, domestic violence offenders, sexually addicted men, men who have raped, and those who have probably done more but did not say so. As I continued to treat both the victims and the dangerous, my interests expanded to the study of the most extreme levels of pathology and dangerousness. I studied serial killers and serial rapists. As I immersed myself in understanding psychopathology and victimization, a growing portrait of dangerous men and the women they select began to grow in my mind. Since I had one foot in treating victims and the other in listening to the dangerous men's stories, a cause and effect rationale began to form in my ideology. I began to see patterns, connections, and links. I saw who sought whom and why, and who responded to whom and possibly why. I watched women ignore red flags and plunge headlong into their fourth and fifth relationships with dangerous men. I watched women's selection patterns and how they overlapped with men's seeking patterns. It was a fascinating concoction of victimology and pathology, but it was also a very dangerous one. I was disappointed with what women were learning and not learning while getting help for their dangerous men. Support and encouragement-based therapy seemed merely to consist of mutual whining between victim and counselor. These same counselors were telling their clients to contact me again when you're ready to leave him. Women's cycles of selecting dangerous men showed few signs of being broken by this type of intervention. By the time the women were referred to me, they had suffered years of damage from various dangerous men, to the point where they perceived dangerous men as being just everyday guys. They no longer recognized their men's patterns as dangerous. They were numb from years of making bad choices. What did these women need to hear that they weren't being taught? What was missing in this dynamic that might have been the key to helping them get out for good? Not just help them get out of a current relationship with a dangerous man, but help them avoid all such relationships in the future. What was missing from the information that was routinely being given to women? I began to teach women what I knew about pathology, helping them understand why these men were dangerous and what would never change in these men because of their pathology was the only thing that made sense. Women began to get it. They learned to speak.